From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a moment, a conversation with the brother of a woman allegedly murdered by reputed mob boss James Whitey Bulger.
But first, the leader of one of Mexico's most violent drug organizations, CETA, was captured yesterday 20 miles south of the Texas border. Miguel Angel Trevino Morales was caught by Mexican Marines with $2 million cash on him. NPR's Mexico City correspondent Carrie Kahn joins us now to explain who this guy was and what this could mean for the drug war going forward. Carrie, first, just tell us a little bit about this guy.
Like you said, he is the leader of the CETAs, and they are easily described as Mexico's most ruthless drug cartel. They came on the scene in the 1990s. They're mostly Mexican army deserters, and they started off as assassins and bodyguards for the Gulf cartel, but broke off into their own organization, and Trevino was the leader. And he's interesting because he has no military experience. And he also grew up on both sides of the border. He spent a lot of his teenage years in Dallas, Texas, where he was a local gang member, and he rose from washing cars and doing errands to running drugs across the border. By 2007, he was one of their high commanders. Mexican officials say he's responsible for the deaths of more than 200 migrants. Multiple charges against him in Mexico. He's also wanted for murder and drug trafficking in the U.S.
Well, how did they catch him?
It was really quite spectacular from what we were told last night at a press conference that they had been looking at this area, this rural area south of the Texas border around Nuevo Laredo, and they had been monitoring him for months. They got word that there was going to be some movement. They had monitoring movement, and then a helicopter at 3:45 in the morning, Monday morning, saw a truck taking off on these rural roads, and they approached it in the helicopter and stopped the car, and then they had some more backup come, and they found Trevino with two people. He was there with his bodyguard and, they said, his accountant. They found tons of weapons, rounds of ammunition, and, as you said, $2 million in cash in the car. And they were quick to say to us last night, to all the reporters gathered for the press conference, that not one shot was fired in his arrest.
Hmm. And what kind of effect is this going to have on the drug war? Now that he has been captured, does this weaken some of the gangs?
It's really difficult to say. You hear from different experts different opinions. But what we've seen in the past is that the previous administration really went all board to what they called the kingpin strategy, to take the leaders off and go after the leaders. And the Felipe Calderon administration, before the one that's in power right now, that was their strategy. And what we saw was just the violence escalated over the last 7 years in Mexico, with more than 60,000 people died. So it's hard to say. Their splinter groups happen when the leaders are taken out, and right now they say there's as many as 100 cartels operating in Mexico, and the violence has not subsided. So we'll just have to wait and see. But if the past says anything, there could be a wave of violence expected in that area.
And the new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, is not discussing these arrests very much, as his predecessor, as you said, did. Is this going to change his strategy?
Well, it's interesting. He hasn't really spelled out his strategy too well. He says he's going to build up a national police force. He's yet to do that. And it's interesting to me, the previous administration, whenever they would catch one of these capos and somebody as big as Trevino, they would parade them out in front of the press. There'd be a big to-do. There was absolutely nothing of that. Yeah. At the press conference last night, it wasn't even the interior minister who gave the press conference. It was his spokesman. And yesterday, Peña Nieto, who had clear knowledge of this arrest, was talking about building infrastructure, new ports and roads in Mexico. So clearly he's going to stay with his script. He does not talk about the drug war, but there was lots of praise for the intelligence that took part to get this capture of such a big drug trafficker yesterday.
Carrie Kahn, NPR's correspondent in Mexico City. Carrie, thanks.
Oh, thanks so much, Jeremy.